Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Sarney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Harvey Haddix. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Ray Jablonski. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chuck Harmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon takes first base on ball four. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Moon reaches second base with a double. Verdon goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moon. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Moon steals third. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial strikes out. One out. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski strikes out. Two outs. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Grandma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boyer moves to second. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Boyer trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Gramus moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapolski hits a fly ball into left field. Jablonski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Musial settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-1 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into left field. Jablonski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sarney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Musial settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Gramus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grammas is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. Haddix takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haddix moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moon hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harmon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Harmon strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sarney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Musial scoops it up and throws to first, with Haddix covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 0-for-2 in the game. Rapolski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0-for-2 in the game. Shane D'Anst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sarney takes first base on ball 4. Shane D'Anst moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Harry Elliott pinch hits for Alex Grammas. Harry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Stevenson now playing shortstop. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Borkowski now playing left field. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haddix strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Harmon takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive towards the mound. Haddix catches it and throws to first to double up Harmon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-3 in the game. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Rapolsky takes first base on ball 4. Musial moves to second. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nuxhall. Musial scores. Rapolsky moves to third. Shane Dienst moves to second. It's Cardinals, 2, Reds, 2. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Burgess for a passed ball. Rapolsky scores. Shane Dienst moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sarney takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to home to get Shane Dienst. Sarney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Frazier pinch hits for Bob Stevenson. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Sarney moves to third. Two outs. Solly he must pinch runs for Joe Frazier. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haddix hits a fly ball into left field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Solly Hemus now playing third base. Ken Boyer now playing shortstop. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Verdun. Temple reaches second base with a double. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Corky Valentine now pitching. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valentine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Verdun. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Rocky Bridges pinch runs for Ted Kluszewski. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bridges scores. It's Cardinals, 3, Reds, 3. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Post moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moon. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Post scores. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.